What we showed on Tuesday was that it's no longer a dream, it's a reality.
Awesome.
We found structures that look mineralized, we found lithological contacts, we have ample drill targets moving forward that shows really that the surface was just scratched here and that this is significant. Following that geological model that we can show a district scale discovery, district scale exploration company here, we got cut off with our land package. So when we released that, we staked land immediately. This was in our plan, and we almost doubled our land package. We took it from 13,000 hectares to just over 20,000 hectares.
Gordon, really, I love what you're doing is executing on your model. First, you're getting cash flow in from the tailings and what you have. You're fully permitted, correct me if I'm wrong, fully permitted to process what you have, correct me if I'm wrong, so there's no lag time in there. And now you have all this land, which is the sizzle part in this business for exploration. I'm just like, this is ridiculously good, but go ahead.
Then, like, what we're having the conversation right now is like, do we just jump up to go straight to 1,000 tons per day because of the where precious metals prices are right now? Like, why wait?
Gordon Robb, ES Gold, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Doing well, Andy. It's good to see you, man. Thank you for having me as always.
No, it's really good to see you. Man, what a market. You just got back from VREC. How was it in Roundup? I'm sure there's a lot of euphoria right at the top. But yeah, tell me your thoughts here on the market overall.
Well, it's the last week was very exciting, right? Like retail, people really started to gain or give attention to this market. And they deserve it. It's last week was very interesting in the sense that gold crossed 5,000 for the first time. It was continuing to climb. Silver was on this parabolic run. And by Thursday, everybody was fully invested and Friday came and we saw a bit of a sell-off. Now, I would say that we're not near the top. This is a pullback. Things that go straight up always come straight down. And that's what we saw last week with gold and silver going straight up. But right now where we've settled is I was talking to somebody and they told me silver's done. Silver's crashed. Silver's settling at $70 an ounce. Like we are still so far above where we've ever seen silver prices, where we've ever seen gold prices. Like when earning reports start coming out, we are going to be in a full euphoria state again because this industry is printing money at these prices. We see a $500 pullback on gold and we're still sitting in a unbelievable position compared to just 3 months ago.
Right. Yeah. That was the thing is like silver, when did it break 50? Like in early mid-December, I'm just going off the top of my head here. I mean, and I thought that was just going to be a key point, if you would. And then we just blasted through that and doubled. And it was just really too hot, but meaning too hot, just a market's need. And I would say, these are my words to all my viewers and listeners, gold and silver markets, they need this. They need to sell off just to get to attract a new really strong hands and really strong buyers. What are your thoughts?
And that's just it. Like you always need to find a floor, right? And what we saw last week was just the full euphoria of people wanting to get involved, people wanting to get invested into the space. There was a booth selling silver bars that there was a lineup around the corner of people buying at all-time highs. And it's, you know what? It's one of those situations where it's going to come back there, but you need a pullback. You need to find a floor so you can actually bounce off and continue to rise. We're not done seeing the increase in precious metals. This where we are with the state of the world, US dollar continues to fall. There's a little bit of instability there. There's instability globally. Precious metals are always what people come back to. And that full parabolic run we saw was just the beginning. You always need to see a correction. You always need to see a floor. It's great that we saw that because it gives us a new starting point to continue to climb.
Well said. And Gordon, one of the things that I really appreciate about yourself is your background in the capital markets and on the institutional side. And you're just aware of these things and how to position your company that you're ES Gold. Talk to me a little bit about ES Gold. You guys have had some really great news come out here just in the last couple of days. And I want you to work through it for me. But you guys, man, you've staked a ton of land here in addition to what you already got. So talk to me about that.
Yeah. So Tuesday, we had a great news release out that really gave us an idea of what we're working with this ANT study and this geological model is The goal of ES Gold has always been cash flow first through tailings reprocessing and then further exploration. Now, that blue sky, that dream of exploration was always just that. It was a dream. This past producing mine, we assumed that there was leftover material there, that full mineralization hadn't been discovered. What we showed on Tuesday was that it's no longer a dream, it's a reality.
Awesome.
We found structures that look mineralized. We found lithological contacts. We have ample drill targets moving forward that shows really that the surface was just scratched here and that this is significant. Following that geological model that we can show a district scale discovery, district scale exploration company here, we got cut off with our land package. So when we released that, we staked land immediately. This was in our plan, and we almost doubled our land package. We took it from 13,000 hectares to just over 20,000 hectares. And more to the south, you can actually see from the press release on Tuesday, and we included it on the one this morning, is where the model gets cut off. That's where our land got cut off. We got cut off not because of geology, but because of what we had staked. So this gives us a lot more running room. We can really find the edges of this system that continues to get bigger and bigger as we explore it. So come spring, we're really looking forward to putting in some solid step out drill holes to figure out what we're working with, but we're quite confident we're going to come away with something quite exciting.
Yeah, well, excellent, and I'll work that through to all my viewers and listeners, and to all of them. Full disclosure: I am an investor, a very happy investor in ES Gold. Gordon and I have gone back a couple of years, and we are very friendly off camera, as well as ES Gold is a new sponsor to natural. Well, not a new sponsor, but a sponsor to naturalresourcestocks.net. Just full disclosure on that, Gordon. Really, I love what you're doing is executing on your model. First, you're getting cash flow in from the tailings and what you have. You're fully permitted, correct me if I'm wrong, fully permitted to process what you have, correct me if I'm wrong. So there's no lag time in there. And now you have all this land, which is the sizzle part in this business for exploration. Add on to
Well,
that.
like you just said it, right? And like there are so many great exploration companies out there that we believe we have what they have, if not better. Like what we're seeing here is a past producing mine that has never been explored. And the work that we have done, and I would urge anybody to read that news release on Tuesday to understand the geological work that was done on the geophysics side that shows that there is something there, that this system continues at depth and along strike and has never been properly explored. But the kicker here is that we have a self-funding capability through processing tails that we are fully permitted for. We're permitted for up to 1,000 tons per day. We're currently building our processing facility right now. It's going well, even in the winter. We got cold people putting things into place and deliveries coming in the snow. We're moving full steam ahead. That is still our primary focus, is getting up and running and cash flowing. But we need to do the work to show that there is exploration potential here. We're going to have our maiden drill program in the spring, and we're simultaneously going to be cash flowing and exploring. It's a reverse engineered model. It's self-funded exploration and development. It's quite an exciting place to be, and we're very fortunate to be in this position because of the infrastructure in place, the asset that we have, and the community around us that are very supportive.
I wish really, as you we've talked about this, and this is not the first time we talked about this, to all my viewers and listeners, I encourage you to go listen to the previous interviews. And Rob did a deeper dive into all of that, but I really wish more companies would do this model, but the thing is, they can't, right?
So
Because
it's not so much that they can't, is it's we are in a very like fortunate position. Like what we're working with right now, we're so close to being in that cash flowing state. But the amount of work that's gone into this is 15 years in the making, right? We're talking 43-101, the amount of drilling. We had 350 drill holes into tailings, measuring the tailings, coming up with the exact tonnage, going through the permitting process, working with the community, building the building, regrading the road. A lot of work has been done to get here. Now, we are in, like I say, I always say we're in a very advantageous position. The stars have aligned with this project and this company to be able to do this. But I think where we do stand alone is our focus and our goals here is the core of this business is supposed to be to turn rocks into dollar bills. There are so many companies out there that have great drill results, have a tremendous amount of ounces in the ground, and then their plans are to keep drilling. Is we're focused on making money here because that's the goal of business. We want revenue and then we'll have growth. And we are in the position to be able to do that.
Talk to me a little bit to all of our new listeners and viewers, the people that are new that are going to be watching this interview. Just reiterate, and I know what you're going to say. Well, I think I know what you're going to say, but reiterate, how much cash do you guys have in the bank? Are you fully funded for this program? And then talk to me about share structure. How many shares do you have outstanding, fully diluted?
We have about 13 and a half million in the bank right now. We are fully funded for a 500 ton per day processing facility. We were planning on starting at the 500 ton, working our way up to 1,000 tons.
I'm not
Now we're
laughing
having the
at you.
conversation.
I'm just like, this is ridiculously good, but go ahead.
Then, like, what we're having the conversation right now is like, do we just jump up to go straight to 1,000 tons per day because of the where precious metals prices are right now? Like, why wait? So we get to have that conversation, which has been a lot of fun. The share structure is unbelievable in the sense that this was predominantly funded by friends and family for a long time. As I mentioned, 15 years in the making. It was privately held for a long time, went into a shell, then came back. Gold prices crashed. It's been the same founder, Paul Masbentuno, who's our founder, and it's friends and family and people that own this. So we have 97 million shares issued and outstanding. We're about 130 million fully diluted.
Very
Strong
tight.
family offices out of the US. We're very tight share structure, very supportive shareholders that are in this for the long haul, that believe in the dream of seeing cash flow, wanting us to get going, and then with the nothing but blue sky upside on the exploration front, which, as you can see from this week, we're really starting to piece that together. It's no longer a dream, it's no longer blue sky, it's very much a reality.
Well done. Walk me really through the rest of the year. You got drilling coming in, maiden drilling coming in this springtime, and then what else do you got going on? Why should people be paying attention?
So many things. I was waiting for my schedule. So many things. So what we have is
Gordon, let me interrupt you. Gordon and I text each other like late at night, my time. He's in the office. He's putting in the hours. Go ahead.
it's a like the simultaneous exploration and the development to get into production has been a lot of fun, but we have a lot of milestones coming up. So we have some strength coming to our team that's going to continue to happen over the year as we continue to build out. We'll be releasing out our exploration plan here. Now that we have the land staked and this 3D model that really paints a solid picture of what we want to accomplish, we'll be able to release our exploration plan of first this crown pillar. We wanted to find that crown pillar. We have a historic resources on two cells of this. This is a 2 kilometer trend line. And the historic resource is significant. We would like to be able to drill this, add this to our mine plan as soon as we finish the tailings. It's quick, easy ounces right on surface that can go into the mill. Like, it's important to remember that with the processing facility on site, every ounce we find is a production ounce. With that, we will also want to have some step out holes and really take advantage of this model, start stepping out to really understand the depths and of what we're dealing with down at depth here. Target some exciting targets from this model that we can now with the extra land that has been staked, but with a better understanding with what Andre Guyot has done with our 3D model. From there, we're going to have construction updates as well on the processing facility. More equipment is arriving every day, where things are coming off the boats, heading up to site. We'll have a solid construction update in the coming weeks and months. We'll continue to update shareholders as that finishes up, with our maiden drill program being in the early spring. So from now until summer, I don't see much sleep, but it's something that this is an opportunity that we've been waiting for, that we've been working towards, and it's this the start of 2026 has been the starting gun has really gone on a lot of excitement for ES Gold, and this has very much been a transformational year, and we're 35 days in.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned not a whole lot of sleep. And you're a family man, and so I don't know when to, how much your family
I
comes
was
into
until I took this job, yeah, and
it.
I think they're still here, yeah.
Yeah, send them to Hawaii. That's what I do. Send them to Hawaii or Mexico. So that's what I do. So, well, really exciting times to all my viewers and listeners. There's going to be a lot of news flowing, really through the year. But just really pay attention from now for the next 2 quarters is what I would say. Get to know Gordon. Gordon's very and his team are very responsive, and they're very candid too about news, but also about the market. So I do appreciate your candor and telling
Thank
what
you.
you think. I also really love just the aggression that you have. There's so much energy you have going with some of the younger guys, and I actually have I've invested myself in a lot of companies out of younger guys. I can just tell that the aggression level just to go get it.
Well, I'm glad you appreciate that because there's some people working at ES Gold that don't appreciate that. So it's
No, you'll
we're
get
keeping
it.
our foot on the gas, and it's we're all working very hard because expectations are high, and that's the mindset moving forward. So it's a fun environment to be in right now, but I can attest to, yes, very aggressive, very energetic, because we understand the prize here, right? Like that's it. We understand the prize, what's at stake. Getting into a cash flowing model in this environment
It's
is a
crazy.
game changer. It's crazy. Like we couldn't, when I started with this company, when they brought me on as CEO to get us here, $5,000 gold was a dream, right? Now that's a pullback level. Like, come on.
Well, fantastic. I look forward to following the story. Again, to all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor, a very happy investor. And this is not financial advice, but I see any pullbacks as opportunity. So I'll leave with that. Gordon, love to have you on again really soon. And I will see you in Quebec in June, and hopefully for your first gold pour in soon after that. So I'd love to be there for you guys.
Awesome, man. I appreciate your time, man. And we'll talk soon.
Yep, take care, buddy.